Congratulations, Coach.
Right. From your left to right, Ryan Young, Brian Phipps, Bryn Holmes, Coach Cottle. Coach, can you call this up?
Sure. I just want to say, all year long, we played 15 games. I told the kids at half, I love who our team is, and I wouldn't trade them from any team that we had in the country. I thought in the first half, we played a very good first half, but just couldn't get away from them. You know, we had two turnovers at half. He had 10 saves at half, you know, and we held a high-potent offense to three goals. So, you know, I thought we did some really good things. You know, we felt like we're playing more guys, and maybe they would wear down a little bit. And I thought the play of the game was they go ahead, we score. I think we're up one. They take a timeout, and we make a stop. Jesse Bernhardt knocks it to the ground. We go from defense to offense. I think Ryan Young scores a goal from Travis Reed to put us to 8-6. And then the next goal was a big one. That was that extra man goal by Adam Sear. You know, you look at who scores for us. We have one guy with two and the rest with one. That kind of epitomizes who we are. You know, I think nine different guys scored, and you know, I thought Danny Burns was a difference in this game. We wound up moving him off the first midfield a little bit to play 32 because the ball was in 32 stick a lot at the end, and we didn't have to slide to him as much. And Brian Phipps made some saves when he did get topside. So, you know, we knew we were playing a good team. You know, we said going into it, this is a Final Four team if they could make some saves. And when they had 10 saves in the first half, I said, oh. But we kept fighting, and we are who we are. We fought, we battled, and it was a good win for our guys. I got nothing else really intelligent to say, but
For the most part, you take it in the last couple of minutes. For the most part, you guys contained Card and Lincoln.
Yeah.
You know, what went into that?
Well, you know, they're Canadian kids. You know, they're just so good. Card, I left the field. Card has that explosive hitch when you run at him. If you take a bad angle, he's much more quicker than I gave him credit for. And he ran by a good kid, Brett Schmidt, one time. We had to help down and come back out. And then Lincoln, we had played Jamie when he was younger, you know, when he was a freshman at Denver. And so we had an idea. I thought Ryder Bolander did a really good job on him and, not, you know, stayed in front of him. You know, and when he dipped under, we didn't let him get anything when he dipped under. I think he had one undershot, and that was – we wanted, if he got beat us, we wanted him to take his top side a little bit. So I thought defensively, you know, was in the first half while we were getting our sea legs going and scoring was the difference in the game.
Coach, in the first half, it seemed like the point-blank shots, guys stopped every one of them. Was there any strategy about changing the shooting in the second half?
You know, it's funny because usually we tell them where to shoot. We couldn't figure it out. So we just said, you guys are good players. You figure it out on your own. If he makes a save one place, shoot it someplace else. But that give him credit. You know, I thought he made some really big saves. That one quick stick save on Will Yateman. Ryan makes a nice look inside, I think. I thought he made good saves all day. The kid really played an outstanding game, and we were fortunate to win.
After they took the lead early in the second half at 5-4, it seemed like the switch was slipped. You guys scored two quick goals to get the lead back from there. I don't think you trailed again. Was it something you said, Coach, or just the players, or what?
Our guys, we fight for 60 minutes, and we know that there's going to be peaks and valleys, and we're in a process of climbing a mountain that if we fall down, it's over. And our guys just didn't want the season to end. And when they got down, they just pulled their necks and played. And when we play great, it's about the players. When we play poorly, I'll tell you, it's my fault. But, you know, today was a game about the players.
Turnovers either side in the first half, and then you got some more transition opportunities. How crucial was that just to be able to get going?
Well, you know, every time you can hold the ball, you get a lot of confidence, and you know, not throwing the ball away, not forcing any of our plays. You know, we held on to the ball, we got our confidence, and we scored when we needed to score.
I think transition is a big part of our game. You know, our poles can pick the ball off the ground and can run and they can score. Jesse Bernhardt takes a shot, Brian Farrell. Transition for us, we have to get transition in order to be effective. And, you know, they've only been held under 10 goals one time this year, and that was to 9. So, I want to give our defense a lot of credit.
Coach, our faceoff guy had quite a reputation, and Bryn handled it today. I mean, Bryn really cut the best off. And also the ground ball situation, as you would have expected that kind of discrepancy.
Well, I do say this. Bryn Holmes is one of the most competitive, tough kids as I've ever been around, and that was a battle out there. You know, ground balls has been something that's been to our strength. You know, and I just try to make fun of Bryn. I figured out the only way to get him to win, not the only way, but to really get him going is to make fun of him. There's no way he can beat this guy. And so when I do that, he shows me wrong each week. But we've been a good ground ball team all year, and a good face-off team and a good clearing team, and Bryn has really stepped up.
Suddenly they're up. Is there a sense of just keep doing what you're doing, guys? Do you guys get frustrated, or you just sort of keep I think the big difference this year is we have a lot of older kids, and we've been in a lot of situations. And, you know, we've been able to keep our poise and, you know, just keep chugging along. And we know that it's going to come if we keep playing the way we're going to play.
Gary, I think that's the difference in our team right now. We were down 10-5 against Georgetown, came back 3-1 against Navy, 4-1 against Hopkins. We believe in ourselves right now to keep playing, and we know it's a long game. And one of the things we think is if we can finish, we can get to the fourth quarter playing more guys than a lot of people play. Hopefully that'll help us. And, you know, Ryan Young, you know, he didn't practice all week. He got hurt on Monday and was in treatment twice. And to come out and play as much as he did and to play as hard as he did really talks about what kind of teammate he is.
Coach, it seemed like at halftime you were – obviously in the first half you ran your four midfield lines like you normally do. Was there kind of a thought process at halftime because maybe it wasn't quite as effective in the first half as maybe you expected it to be?
I don't think it was ineffective. It was just – harder, you know, they held the ball for some longer possessions. It was harder to get four midfields in. We got them in the first half. I don't think we got them in the second half. I think we got the third midfield in, but I don't think we got the fourth. Because of the shorter possessions that we had, and a lot of our possessions were transition, going from defense to offense, we didn't get to get four. But I thought the first half we played an outstanding half. I mean, we outshot them, what, 22-14. We out-ground-balled them 19-8. We had two turnovers at half. It wasn't that we weren't playing well, and that's sometimes what happens. You start scoreboard watching and say, oh, we're not playing well. We were playing well. We just didn't score.
Was there a conscious effort, though, to maybe not play all four midfields in the second half and maybe have your
Yeah, I mean, I wound up scaling it back because of that. I just felt like, you know, and – we got one of the advantages of doing it in the first half is that if you have to scale it down, you can play those first and second because they're rested in the second half, and that was a benefit of it. But I think we went on a 7-1 run or something like that, and I think a lot of it, we just kept throwing a lot of guys out there, and our kids kept playing at the same speed.
Dave, did you get the sense of your pro defense obviously very conscious of each other's attack and make the committees do something?
Sure. The one thing of playing a lot of guys, nobody remembers who they are, so they don't know what hands they are. So we just keep throwing guys out, and maybe they'll forget what hand they are. But Johnny Hawes gets a goal. Joe Cummings gets a goal. Jake Bernhardt gets his 10th goal of the season. Owen Bly gets a goal and a nice backside cut on the second midfield. Adam Sear has that big man-up goal in the third midfield. So, you know, it's just that's who we are. We play a lot of guys. You know, we felt like in our league we probably weren't going to get out to do some of these teams in our league 1 through 15, but we could be better than them 16 through 32, and that's kind of how we built this team this year.
Brian, what went right today? This team has been explosive all year against no matter who they played. And yet, up in the last couple of seconds, you really held them to six goals.
I thought defensively, Coach Loft had a good game plan. We had certain variations we could play to their invert, and they inverted us a lot during the game. And Dan Burns, Dean Hart, Brent Holmes, our short stick D-Mitty stepped up and played really well and caused a lot of turnovers and forced them the bad shots so we could get out. We could get the ball up and out and force transition. So I think we just played really well on ball defense. And then our other guys could concentrate on Card and Lincoln and know where they were because they're really good off-ball cutters and stuff like that. So I think our on-ball defense played really well today, and that helped us win.
Coach, your goalie had 14 saves today. I mean, it was something special for him.
Our goalie or their goalie?
Your goalie.
How about that, huh? Even a blind squirrel finds it. Now, we got a senior goalie. This kid's been here for 4 years. He's played. We're counting on him to play his best lacrosse, and I thought he was outstanding. You know, I think he had 14 goals and one assist, right?
Yeah.
but he, you know, Brian's Brian. He's our guy's got good character, good toughness, and work hard. I'm really proud of him.
Brian, that's neat when the offense you guys can get 10 different guys with goals at least one goal each.
What's that?
What's it mean to the offense when you get 10 different guys with just one goal each?
You know, everybody, it just makes everyone even more excited. You know, if someone comes in and they have a goal right off the bat, everyone. You can see it on our bench. Everyone goes crazy. Our whole team has got this absurd adrenaline rolling every time we walk out onto the field, and that just helps. That just helps fuel fire.
The game was certainly very physical today. It kind of manifested into one little chippy moment. Take us through the physicality of this game and what was going on between the two teams.
You know, I think that every playoff game this year has a little bit of tension between guys, and something happened on the field, and all we had to do was keep our composure, and we capitalized on a penalty right there. So, I mean, this team has a lot of intensity, and if we just can jar it and put it in the right spots, then we'll be okay.
Dave, you at all displeased with the way your guys finished? Just giving up the cheap?
Oh, I didn't like we made a dumb, you know, we're riding a deep ride to try to use stall time, and we failed. That play probably we'd like to have back. But, you know, there's so many plays in a game, and if we start, you know, we'll finish strong. You know, we'll learn from this. We'll be better next week.
Posture's ready. So
thank you. Nice.